Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas, November 26th. You heard that right.
Wow.
I know. Wow.
Wow.
So, yes, it is that time of year. Hosting along with myself tonight, the man on a mission, Gary Wyatt.
How you doing?
What's up?
Nothing. I'm falling behind here.
I'm watching. We're watching. Why don't you use voice commands on there? No?
No. I got something else going on here. All right.
Look
there
at everybody's
hey,
doing
look
something
at
else. Oh, hey.
Look at that. Hey, Glenn Brown checked in.
Well, thank you, Mr. Brown.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, boy.
Right off the top, Chuck saying, wow. Uh-oh.
Hello, Chuck.
What did we do this time?
Seriously, right? Of course, Mr. Matt Esposito, thank you. Appreciate it. What you doing? How you doing?
Hello.
Matt, the flower man. We'll call you the flower man.
You must be busy this time of year, huh?
Yeah, no, the last couple of days have been busy.
I was going to say something bad, so I will refrain from saying anything. Not about you. It's kind of a time of the season thing.
About bad?
About flowers. I'll shut up. Uh-huh. Zip. I'm done. I'll let
okay,
you
ain't
continue.
That'll change.
Continue. I'm not much of a talker. Now, Kevin, he admits to Kevin Terrell, which is not here. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, part three was canceled.
Uh-huh. We missed you already, Kevin. Where you at? Where did he say he was going? Somewhere. It was somewhere else but here.
That's right.
We know that for sure.
Hey, we'll wait until like 35 seconds before we're off the air. Then he'll pop in
on.
And we'll ask
him. We'll ask him a question. Mm-hmm. But, oh, well.
Hey, look at that. Aaron McMoran pops on.
Well, hello. We're not gonna call out everybody that pops on.
No,
but,
we're not.
But thanks for everybody who's joining us.
Yes.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Of course, last
Glenn Brown said, "Happy Thanksgiving."
Well, Happy Thanksgiving, not only to Glenn Brown, thank you for that, but to all.
Yes,
it is that. I can't believe it. It's that time already.
Uh-oh.
Oh boy.
One more.
We have
one more.
Okay, we're just gonna name off everybody.
Welcome to the On Wheels Now interactive show.
Yes.
Hello to my daughter, Cheyenne.
Oh, and we have to.
Yeah, in New Mexico.
Oh, New Mexico. Hello, Gary's daughter in New Mexico.
That's Cheyenne. Yes.
That's your other daughter.
That's my youngest daughter.
Your youngest daughter. Your other daughter. You have a couple daughters.
I think. Well, no. I don't have no daughters until they're asking for something.
Well, I was going to say, is this the good daughter or the bad daughter? You don't have to answer that.
Do I have a good one?
Well, welcome from New Mexico. Thanks for joining us. You have one in California, too.
Yes,
right?
29 Palms, California.
The other daughter.
The oldest daughter. And the youngest daughter lives in Truth or Consequences, New Mexico.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a game?
No, oh, this is a speak English.
So is that a translation into is that what it's really
that's
called?
That's really what it's called, the city.
Who the hell they got running that place?
Mexican.
Well, they probably saw it in a book or no. I don't know. Now that's your own opinion. We're not. Officially politically correct.
I don't know why they call it truth, but that is really the city.
So if I look it up, that's what I would look
up. Look it up. Oh. Look it up. Truth or Consequences, New Mexico.
Is that how you end up there? You lose the truth or consequences.
Uh-huh.
Amazing.
I'm going to start packing now.
Oh,
right.
Cheyenne said, look it up, Mike.
All right. I will look it up. I will, not this moment, but I will look it up. So, anybody talk to anybody that went to the Baja? Or
anybody that...
Anybody? You? Anybody? You?
I haven't talked to nobody that went.
You're an off-road guy. Yeah. You're supposed to keep up on
I was stuff. Busy this weekend getting headaches.
Yeah, but I'm sure you talk to people, don't you?
Nope. The only one that I know that was down there has not surfaced yet, so...
Oh, my gosh. You only know one person that was down there? Wouldn't have to be anybody we know.
Oh, you know her, too.
Oh, okay. I was just curious. We'll have to wait and see.
Maybe that'll be next. No, you know what? Next week's show.
What? What's next week's show?
We got Chet. We'll try to get Chet next week.
That's right. He's supposed to be here before Thanksgiving, isn't he?
Maybe he's back east somewhere. I don't know.
Chet, you're letting us down.
That's right. His yearly visit.
I forgot. I didn't mean to, but I forgot about Chet, to be honest with you. Kevin took his spot.
Yes.
So,
well, Kevin's no Chet, but he took his spot.
Well, it's probably because you don't have his space cleared over there. It's got a bunch of crap in the way.
Hey, it's a catch-all.
without somebody sitting there, it's a catch-all.
Uh-huh.
We need to get somebody sitting there then.
Okay.
Chet, preferably. So Chet
can sit there.
Does he usually sit there?
Mm-hmm.
He can sit there. We'll let him sit there.
We'll
let Chet sit wherever
he can have his own. Yeah, that's right.
How about there?
He can't sit here.
Oh, okay.
He can stand here.
All right.
Yep.
Whatever. That's okay. So you are ready for the holidays, Matt?
This is
the season. Tis the season.
That's right.
Got your turkey ready to cook? Or what are you guys doing? Ham, turkey?
No, my daughter.
Buffet.
My daughter's cooking this year.
The address? We'll be there.
Well, wait a minute. Is it going to be food and a fight? Is this fight?
I'm not going to be there.
Hopefully not.
So maybe just food this time.
Maybe just food. This time.
Hopefully. You know, the parking might be an issue there. So.
When you get family members together, parking is always a problem.
Well, from what we heard, neighbors have been on their best behavior. So,
I'm in. Where's this place at? We're going.
Well, what are you guys cooking? What's your daughter cooking?
I have no idea.
Just
get her on the phone. We'll find out.
Turkey, ham, what? What do you have? You been there before to their house?
Yeah, we did last year.
What did you have last year?
Turkey, ham.
I'll help you. Yams,
stuffing, mashed potatoes and gravy.
Stuffing, definitely mashed potatoes.
Some pumpkin pie for Gary.
Yes,
that's his favorite. So.
Pumpkin pie with lots of whipped cream.
Matter of fact, it's a whipped cream with a little bit of
pumpkin pie.
He actually let you sprinkle whipped cream, like the whipped cream with pumpkin flavored sprinkles.
Yeah,
that would be his ideal pie.
That's right.
Yeah, no, we used to do it at our house, and then when my daughter got her house, my wife kind of.
Hey, wait a second, Mike.
Well, you know,
I have a figure I have to keep, and that's the fat figure, so I can eat a lot of pumpkin pie.
Well, that's okay.
And a lot of whipped cream.
You know, actually, didn't you? You lost some weight.
That's
this
right.
Year, so what do you do this time?
Oh, wait.
Oh, boy.
Stop. Are we almost off air?
What?
Kevin Terrell checked in already. Man.
He must be in a different time zone.
That's right. Wow.
Well, hello, Kevin. Happy Thanksgiving. Not just to you, but y'all.
That's right.
I got to make sure I keep reiterating that. So.
To everyone.
What else, Ben? We got pumpkin pie, apple pie, what?
I'm an apple pie guy.
You're an apple pie guy? I'm with you there. I do usually do the apple pie and the pumpkin pie. I do both. What else?
Apple pie.
Clogs? Get us hungry here, Beth. All right. Well, how about you, Gary? Where are you going to be for Thanksgiving?
Nowhere. At my house.
Where's that can of worms I want to open?
Yeah. No, you've already opened.
Well, that's good.
I can tell you I'm barbecuing a turkey.
That's because we were talking before the show, and I've never barbecued a turkey. I can barely cook turkey in the oven, so I'm more of the buffet guy. So
where are you going for?
Which buffet am I going? I'm not sure.
No, Arlie has invited me to his house. No. Billy Grasser has invited me to his house. Gary Griffiths has invited me to his mom's house.
Have you been to any one of those in the past?
Yeah.
Which one? Pick one.
I have not been to Arlie's. I've been.
But you've been the other two.
No.
Well,
no.
Billy's.
Billy's only. Yes.
Not to Gary's. No, Gary's mom.
No. Gary invited me to his mom's.
I was going to see how we compare the two to see which one was better.
No. I've been to Billy's several times.
What do they have, man? Turkey, ham.
Turkey, ham.
The ham
stuffing.
Too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anything like different that you haven't had before at any Thanksgiving? Like I don't know, broccoli and cheese or something different that most people don't have?
I don't eat that healthy stuff.
You have like corn on the cob?
No.
You have Mexican corn with mayonnaise on it and crap?
Off the top of my head, no, I don't.
We'll do celery with cheese whiz.
Really?
Celery with peanut butter.
No. So you do celery and then you spray the cheese whiz on it? Never had that. I'm not saying it sounds bad.
Buffets don't have that, Michael.
Well, I know. That's why I haven't even heard of half the stuff you guys are talking about. So, cheese whiz and celery.
Peanut butter and celery. I guess I'm...
What is it? No, I like...
I've grown
up with peanut butter and celery, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
I've never had that cheese whiz.
Really? It's good, huh?
Yeah, it's just the cheddar cheese whiz.
I guess I'm going to Albertson's after the show.
Well, why even use the celery? Just spray it right in your mouth. How about cheese whiz?
Because the air will...
Yeah, man, that's true. Well, that sounds different. I never had that. Is that like a...
It's something that I used to have as a kid.
Really?
Wow.
And then,
they had the canned cheese whiz when you were a kid?
That far back?
Yeah, they were in steel cans that used to rust.
The metal ones?
You can't, you can't crush
them.
They
used like a toxic propellant in there back in the day. Well, that's cool. Never heard of that. Any
so you're
stuff?
Not cooking at home?
Not the, we, our kids are gone, man. Why cook anything, you know?
So where are you going?
So I'm trying to find out who's got the best food to see where to show up. There's a motive behind this. Yeah. So we'll just stop at like a few different places. I didn't know you're having dinner now.
I didn't know you were having Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving Day.
What? You cooking already?
What the hell?
So how about, I'll put it out there. How about any weird stuff that anybody has had at any, you know, kind of Thanksgiving dinner or anything like that? I can't think of anything. For me, I used to think it was weird with that but everybody has it, like marshmallow, I forget what they call it, with the yams and all that other stuff in there. I'm not a sweet potato guy or anything.
I'm sweet enough. I don't need no sweet potatoes.
I always thought that was weird, but I guess it's not a weird thing.
Yeah, I'm not a sweet potato either.
Pretty common.
Regular mashed potatoes. Me and my daughter can knock out a whole bowl by ourselves.
Oh, yeah. You like the powdered stuff or like the actual mashed, the real stuff?
I'll pretty much eat
like
anything.
The box.
Why do they even sell that box?
Really? Isn't that good?
Oh, no. I don't like it.
You could tell?
Real potatoes.
Really? You like when you get like chunks of it while you're eating stuff? Okay.
And I like brown gravy. Not turkey gravy.
Brings up a good point. Brown gravy?
I like brown gravy. I use the turkey gravy on the turkey and the brown gravy on the potatoes.
Oh, that's funny.
That's me, though. I've never been the same as everybody else.
What about the stuffing? You like stuffing? Are you a stuffing guy? Because different people like make stuffing differently.
Yeah, differently.
Yeah, see, I'm a brat when it comes to that, too. I have to have the stovetop chicken stuffing.
But you don't like
add anything
you don't,
You don't like the, you know, like my mom used to put the stuffing in the turkey before she'd cook it.
Right.
You don't like that one?
The neck and the
yeah,
the
all
back.
That stuff,
yeah, stuff it in there and then let it. Then sometimes when it gets that way, it's like really moist, I guess.
Right.
But it's good. It's got a lot of flavors. You probably put a lot of stuff in
seasoning
yep.
and stuff in it.
You could put like any vegetable, like chopped like celery.
Celery
like
and
okay.
yeah, I remember chopped celery. It was real finely
right,
chopped.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But yeah, when it gets out, it's like super hot and it stays hot for a while.
Yeah.
You know, I like that, but I always like the dried, more of a dried stuff too on the side. Like, because you always make it, you know, both. You make that and then the stuff on the side.
Put the gravy over the stuffing too.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Getting hungry.
Turkey gravy.
Turkey gravy.
Mm-hmm.
But the brown gravy only on the mashed potatoes. That's it.
That's me, though.
You like the brown or the...
Yeah, some of the gravy.
I don't mind whichever one. I'll mix the two. I don't care. I just like the gravy on the potatoes. You put gravy on the turkey, too? Or
yeah, I put turkey gravy
on the turkey, but not the brown gravy. That's only for the mashed potatoes.
Only for the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, no, I eat mostly... dry. I like the stuff dry. I don't like when stuff is really moist.
Really? So you like the regular stovetop type stuffing where it's kind of still breaded?
I like the drier parts.
And then you like to put nothing on it? You just like to eat it that dry?
I won't put the gravy on it. I'll put the gravy to the
dip.
Side and
maybe
dip
it.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I used to know somebody, they used to just take that bowl, I mean the plate, I'm not sorry, not the bowl, a plate, like had the turkey, the mashed potatoes, stuff, and just mix it all together and just eat it like a...
It's the KFC thing, yeah.
Yeah, like that. I don't like it that way, but I knew somebody that did that. I was like, why you do that?
I like
separating the flavors.
I don't like when the food touches the other food.
You got a little separated.
Yeah.
You like daintily... separate everything.
Wow, you must be fun at a buffet.
Oh no,
coming back with five plates.
Right, each plate with different stuff in it.
You know, usually when I go to a restaurant and I order, just for an example, prime rib.
Right.
I want my mashed potatoes and extra gravy on a separate plate. I don't want them on the same plate.
Never noticed that.
Same thing with if it comes with a vegetable, I want it on a separate plate or in a bowl or whatever. I don't.
You know, like it running all into each other.
I basically
like
just want the piece of meat on the the one.
Well, because it's a nice juicy piece. You don't want that to bleed into your other stuff anyways,
and vice versa.
Like,
and 85% of the time I get the mashed potatoes on the same plate and a bowl of gravy by itself.
Hey, to each his own.
But, hey.
Because if they give it to you separately, it looks like it's more.
Nope,
they
when they give it
the
to me
portion.
Separately, it's not touching each other.
He's a loner. Not only does he not like being next to anybody, he don't want his food next to anybody. Anything else.
I don't like being cramped in there where you can't, you know, I like elbow room, man.
Oh, yeah. I like elbow room, too. And your food likes elbow room, too.
That's right. My food likes it to be by itself.
That's different. You know, I don't care if my stuff kind of mixes, but I don't mix it all together or anything like that. But I don't know. What other weird stuff? Yes, you're listening to Odd Wheels Now. This is the Thanksgiving. Food edition.
Yeah, this is the last show before Thanksgiving.
Oh man.
So we're talking about food.
What do racers do for Thanksgiving? They you know,
work on the race.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Is anybody going to, you know, some people sit and watch football because, you know, you're not a football guy. Is there hockey games that play on Thanksgiving too?
Not the Kings.
Well, I mean, but
there's
games.
Yeah, there's
but games. Those are regular. Those are not like specials.
No, they're regular season games.
Okay. You know, some people might work on their race.
I know there's a football game coming up.
You know, yeah, there's football games, you know, that people watch as a tradition basically for, you know, Thanksgiving. Eat, relax, don't do nothing else. But does anybody work on their race cars? It's typically the end of the season for most of us here anyways that race locally or any most surrounding tracks. Of course, Havasu's got the winter series, so... They actually probably have a race coming
Saturday.
Up. Yeah.
They're racing Saturday.
You know, are you out there prepping your car for Havasu this weekend or any other, you know, for the next season maybe? I don't know. I'm just wondering. If you are, let us know.
I'm sure the wives are probably, can I just have 1 week? 1 week, please.
Oh, shit. They asked for 1 week?
A whole week?
No, a whole week?
I don't know if I can give you a whole week. I'll give you a day. We'll give you 1 day.
I'll give you 1 hour.
And for most of us, the wives knew about our bad
habits
when we went into it. So, I don't know. They should know. They should know better. Half of them have their own lives now.
They've learned.
They've moved on. We're just there every once in a while in their lives, you know. So, but now, yeah, hey, I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving. I mean, it's time hopefully families can get together and, you know, enjoy each other's in-laws.
have meetings and figure out what we're going to do next year.
Right, that's pretty much it. Hold on. I'm drinking my coffee because it's like super cold outside.
Yes, it is. It's
supposed to get
possible snow.
No way.
Really? Oh, Thanksgiving Day is supposed to be possible snow.
I'm staying home. No. I'm supposed to be traveling. But
again, what buffet?
Not sure yet.
How are we going to go if you don't tell us?
Just show up.
Which buffet? I can't just show up to a buffet.
Wait, what's a good buffet for, let's say, that has that you know of or heard of or anything for a Thanksgiving type of
station deal? Always has
that. Always the station casinos are always good. Yeah, I don't know. What do you think?
Stations.
Any stations?
Green Valley Ranch.
Yeah, Green Valley Ranch. Okay. Have you been to that?
A long time.
Well, you know, it's been a long time. I've been to that one, but that was years ago.
Yeah, years ago. Yep.
So why are you suggesting?
Because I haven't been there in a long time.
Go there and tell me how it is. That's what you want me to do. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, go check it out and let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
Yes, November 30th.
Cool.
2 p.m. show.
Yeah. So make sure if you're going to go to Havasu to race, or even watch, it's a day race.
And it's an hour's difference.
That's right. So make sure you check your clocks, Google whatever you need to. It's a day race. That's November 30th, this weekend, on Saturday. What do they have in the late model?
Late models, the 602 modifieds, the street stocks, pony stocks, and factory stocks.
Oh, that's going to be a full schedule. Sweet.
The late models are going 100 laps. The modifieds are 50 laps. Street stocks 35, pony stocks 35, and factory stocks 20.
Mm. Now, in the past, they've split up 250 laps to make 100 lap in the late models, but this is going to be a full 100 lap race.
It just says 100 laps.
Okay. Cool. Cool deal.
And then the race after this one's not until January 4th.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. So they take all of December off.
Sweet. Yeah, they have done that in the past for most, as long as I remember. Everybody needs a little time off. We barely get some time off. Speaking of all this food, you know, we don't forget February. We're not sure the date yet. Confirm that. But February, the kickoff next year, basically for everybody, it's the Racers Barbecue put on by me and Gary with the onwheelsnow.com, thebombernation.com.
Yeah, we could practice now if you want.
He's practicing with a turkey, so he's already practiced barbecuing. But keep an ear out. A lot of people have been there, you know, just come out and have a good time. It's at Sunset Park. Bring your family, come eat, go play, do whatever you want, you know. You don't have to mingle if you don't want to.
Just come get a burger.
Yeah, exactly. It's there for you guys. So we just want to put ourselves out there and let you guys know, you know, how much we appreciate you as our listeners and our visitors to the BomberNation.com website. keep that going. Don't let that fall to Facebook. You know, Facebook's great and all that, but.
And thanks to Glenn for keeping that up.
Yes, appreciate that. He comes up with stuff that we don't even know.
That's right.
So check it out. If you've never been there, go to thebombernation.com website. Click on the forum links, I believe.
And great big sign says, Happy Thanksgiving. I just went in.
I was just about to go there. Now you've already beat me to it. Check it out. Now's the time to post stuff for sale, not just on Facebook, but if you want to just post it on there, people can find it from all over. You know, they just happen to stumble on it or whatever. They might want what you got for sale. Check it out. TheBomberNation.com. So, anyways. Off-road racing this past weekend. Know nothing about it. So let us know if you've checked it out or know anything about it. We'll talk about that. We just had our championship night for the late model truck series at LVMS this past weekend. You know, great turnout for us. Really, really good show. Our season's not done yet. We're almost done.
No,
that was our last race, but our season's not done. We still have our banquet for the participants of the late model truck series coming up in a couple weeks, December 7th. Invitation only.
That's right.
But we will be done after that, but not done. Not done.
No.
We're done with this season, but we're starting next season, basically the day after, pretty much. So a lot of work involved in
our season ending December 7th, and our next year season is starting December 8th.
That's right. That's typically how it goes. You know, and let me tell you, it's a little bit of a relief when we finally get that last lap in, the last truck off the track, the last truck past the tech staging area, whatever you want to call it, you know, the awards presentations. A little bit of a relief.
Whoa,
let me tell you.
Whoa. Wait.
Let me tell you.
Time out. Sorry.
All right.
I think we just got our host for the banquet.
Oh, boy. Who do we got?
Kevin Terrell.
Oh.
He's volunteering. Can I host the banquet?
Oh, maybe. We'll talk.
Hey Kevin, we'll talk. You got my phone number. We got to talk about this, pal.
Now, wait a minute. That's his way of trying to get in there.
That's right.
He must have heard about it.
But
so.
He's got to pay $70 for a ticket to get in.
Yeah, you have to pay us to come to our banquet.
To host our banquet. Yeah.
Now, we'll talk. Hey, thanks for offering. You know, we don't mind Kevin Terrell popping in whenever he wants. We appreciate that. So,
Kevin, don't let that go to your head, pal.
Yeah. If you come knocking, the door stays locked and you don't hear anything.
That's right.
Yeah, there's a reason. No.
Hey, wait. Just think of this. If Kevin hosts it, you and I can just sit and eat.
And eat, yeah.
And listen.
I'm all for sitting back and eating. That's like my two favorite things to do.
Sit back
and listening.
And
the only other thing I like to do is sleep. So
please don't go to sleep there.
We might need to have a couch or something to
after
lay
we
on
eat.
There. Shoot. No, it's gonna be great. You know, again, you know, I can't even tell you the effort we both put into this series and make it as best possible. We can't even begin to tell you the stresses that we go through, the things that we have to deal with and worry about and make decisions on, and the list goes on and on. And you know,
a wise man just told me over the weekend I wouldn't do what you guys are doing.
Wait a minute. I would say wise man, but somebody. I'm just joking, but you know, absolutely true. You know, there's a lot of work that goes into this, keeping this series together, and it just keeps getting harder as we go, because the more structured that it gets, you know, the more politics that are involved. So,
but I think you guys show it well. I think all the racers.
Yeah, you know,
you
appreciate
everybody it. Just don't hear us yelling at each other.
Right, that's behind the scenes. We try to keep that off.
But I think part of that is nice to be able to be part of a series where you can just, you go, you race, you ask questions, you get answers, and you have a good time.
You know, obviously the series that we have is not, you know, it's still racing. You know, it's tough for everybody. The teams put, you know, 110% into it for each team, you know, and the more teams we have, the more effort that goes into it. And that's where me and Gary put even more effort into it, the more trucks that we have coming on board and, you know, and, you know, we can't please everybody, but we try really hard. And, you know, the banquet's not just, you know, it's to let all the drivers, teams, the families of the teams, the sponsors of the teams, just to know, you know, how much we do appreciate them. We wanted to make sure that what they get is high quality, not just throw something, you know, out in the garage somewhere. Yeah. So this is something we put a lot of effort into, just as we do with the whole series itself. So we, you know, from start to finish, we just want to show that we're there for all our guys that and girls that race and are part of it, the families and everything. So it's tough work, you know, and you know, we can't even begin to explain some of the stuff we go through. But you know what? It's something that we committed to, and we continue to do it, and we will for many years. And you know, the interest that we have in these late model truck series trucks is just amazing. You know, they just it's unique. They're different, you know, and there's so many people that are talking about it and asking us, and you know, there's just so much involved. We got a lot of cool stuff coming up too, you know, that we work on. You know, some of that stuff takes time. You know, we got to pace it properly, and we got a lot of really cool stuff coming up for all our drivers, our teams, you know, new drivers coming up. So keep that in mind. If you're out there looking for something to go race in and you want to get the exposure, your young up-and-coming kids have, or yourself, or somebody you know, or you just want exposure for your team, you know, we have a lot of great things planned coming up. We got some really cool races we're working on for next season. Of course, we deal with multiple different tracks, so we can't always solidify everything at one time. Like, certain tracks have it all in place by December or by a certain date. We work with multiple tracks, so we have to, you know, have some patience when we get these schedules. So as soon as we get the schedules locked in, that's when we put it out there to let, you know, everyone know. We don't want to put out five different revisions and confuse everybody. We want to try to put out there as solid as a schedule as we have as soon as we can. You know, we may have to do a revision or two, but that's just how it goes. But as soon as we know, we do have some good races locked in already, and we'll be revealing those as we get more of the schedule locked in. So it's going to be really cool. I just can't say enough great things about the growing series that we have. It's just amazing. I know, I know there's a lot of hard times, Gary. Well, there's a lot of good times too, you know, so we hope to keep it that way. Right?
Yes, right. Going forward.
So it'll get easier, I think. Especially if we let Kevin do more. Kevin,
we let Kevin do more. Oh, man, he'll get way easier.
But expect our banquet to be the same as we put on, you know, for the whole series. It's basically the cherry on top for the season. You know, we
I say Kevin Terrell and my phone goes to Siri. What the hell?
I won't even ask what it's asking you when you say that.
Who's Kevin?
Yeah. Who dat?
Who dat?
Anyways, I'm sorry. I just
yes,
going
we're going forward.
So our season's not done until the banquet's done.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I know it's, you know, thanks to you guys, everybody that's responded. We're still waiting for some RSVPs, but, you know, December 7th is when our banquet is, and it's tough because, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in December, but we want to finish it off in the year that we're racing. It's, you know, we've had it in
January last year,
yeah, it just didn't seem right, I think. You know, I know there's a lot of stuff going on in Vegas during that time, but, you know, there's plenty of hotel rooms here in Vegas, and no better place to be
than here
in Vegas, you know, if you're going to travel. So there's a lot of stuff to do. So, anyways.
As you know, for 2019, we're calling Vegas our home track. So.
Yep. This year we are. And, you know, we.
What better place to have it than Vegas?
In Vegas, yeah.
That's right. Who don't want to come to Vegas for a weekend?
That's right. Maybe next year we'll look at somewhere else.
That's right.
I don't know.
That's
so far,
right.
we've had a good run here locally. So
far.
So that's cool. Anyways, what was I talking about originally? All this food talking about me on the banquet and stuff like that. So,
you want to tell them where we're having the banquet?
Yeah, it's going to be at. Well, no, we won't. We might have stragglers come in
and just tell them we're with them.
It's
very high
security. So. Yeah, well, I keep the riffraff out, you know. Again, invitation only.
Yes.
It's the Subway on the corner.
That's right. Yeah, go to Subway. But anyway, it's going to be really cool. I'm looking forward to it. Great food, great fun. No better place to spend it than with the friends we've made throughout the year with all our
and the friends we didn't make throughout the year.
Yeah, you know what? It's time to put aside some of that stuff.
See?
So.
I knew Kevin was listening for a reason.
Uh-oh.
He said we should have the banquet at White Castle.
Oh, no. How about a drive-through banquet? You just go ahead and drive through, you know. Just don't go after, what,
give me,
six?
Yeah.
Whatever time it closes.
Seven.
Seven.
Yeah, give me 800 White Castle, please.
That'd be
second place winner, your order is ready.
Yep. Grab your trophy and your White Castle.
That's right, your bag of White Castle.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe we don't want Kevin to host fucking White Castle.
Yeah.
I tell you what, if Kevin brings White Castles to our restaurant where we're having the banquet, he can host it.
We haven't invited him yet. Oh, so you are, though, with White Castle.
No, I'm bribing him with White Castle.
What if they're not edible? Like, he bought them, like, 2 weeks ago, and they just sitting in his car.
They got to be fresh and hot.
All right. I just want to make sure the details.
And you can't use their microwave at the restaurant.
Do they even have a microwave?
I doubt it. Yeah. Hey, can you go put these in your microwave for a minute? Just put it on 35 seconds.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. Going back to this last race we had, you know, this is our West Coast Championship night. Congratulations to Mark Allison for locking in the 2019 championship with the Late Model Truck Series.
Two in a row,
2 years in a row.
That's right.
So, congrats to him.
And because we handcuffed him to the roll bar, he's going to go try for three in a row.
Oh, we got a special thing that will help him decide that at
that's
the
right.
banquet. So, that's going to be really cool. We won't let that cat out of the bag yet. Mm-hmm. And congratulations to John Nahupi out of Tucson, Arizona. Second place.
Yes.
Finish. Race with us all season, man. you know, puts on a tough battle. Battled with you a couple times. Had you fuming a couple times.
Mm-hmm. we had a good battle in San Bernardino and Orange Show.
You know, I see a pattern because, like, when anybody, like, battles with Gary, he's fuming. Eric that used to race.
No, he battled with wrecked us. Not battled with me. He played battleships with me. Not.
I just played. But yeah, John Nahubi, congratulations to him and his whole gang crew.
He's out of Tucson, Arizona, and he travels the furthest to race with us.
That's right.
Because he's,
and let me tell you,
I don't know what city, but he keeps telling me he's still south of Tucson.
Yeah. He's probably at the border.
He said he's 6 miles from the border. So.
You know, and here's just an example. For him to get to the speedway at Willow Springs, the quarter mile track that we race at, took him 11 hours to get there. So, you know, that's a commitment there. So can't, you know.
I saw him Sunday before they went to Arizona, and I asked them, how long is it going to take you to get to Arizona, you know, home from here?
Right.
And his wife said about 8 hours.
Yeah, that's amazing. So
yes.
It's not, and yeah, I traveled to Tucson just a couple times, and just without hauling anything, just it took me 6.5 hours probably just to drive, you know, and that's a lonely road too. So.
Yeah, but there was a few of them. And as a matter of fact, they said they were going to Google the restaurant on the way down.
Oh, well, but I hope they did, and they found out a little more about it because they RSVP'd real quick after that. No, I'm just kidding. Third place, Mike McKern.
Yes, another local here.
Yeah. What did he get last year? Top. I don't remember. It was top five, yeah, I want to say, but hell of a finish, man. Let me tell you. Mike can wheel one of those late model truck series trucks as well as anybody else, man.
He can.
He's won a handful of two or three different heat races. And when he gets out front, man, get some clean air, he knows how to wheel that thing. So congratulations to him, for Mike McKern, for a third place championship finish. So fourth place out of Phoenix. Bill Black, the number 9 truck, you know, great finish, you know, of the year for him. Really a real plus for us to have him come on board and race our series with us. You know, he quit racing his local track because he liked the way he was being treated, you know, with us. And we really appreciate that. And we'll do what we can to continue not just for him, but for all our racers. So congratulations for fourth place finish with him. Rounding up the top five with us is
a nobody.
Mr. Gary Wyatt. Fifth place, you know, great finish. Again, you know, setting the pace for everybody else. So thanks for putting all that effort in. I know it's not easy getting in your race mode when you're in other modes on the same night. So takes a lot. You know, I just missed it. I was outside. I'm in the sixth place spot, you know, but you know, a couple great racers, you know, this past weekend, we had a surprise comeback from Andrew Porter out of Irwindale. He was back racing with us this race. He had won one of our races last season in Havasu.
Yep.
Had a first place finish there. So thanks, Andrew Porter, and your whole gang, the Mr. Angry Henry.
Well,
that's what I'll call him, Angry Henry.
Angry Asian.
I would call him Angry Henry to be politically correct.
Oh, he would want to be called.
You know, and, you know, his folks were being there. And
Mom and Dad is there all the time.
So it's cool seeing them guys. Yes. They're racing with us. And, you know, the Bogarts, him and, you know, Lisa's sister, Bogart racing. Of course, Sean Davis and Brent. Adams,
yes,
out of Tucson, also up racing with us this past weekend. Good finishes with them. Great other fast guy that you can't forget about, Mr. Lee Keach, raced with us this past weekend. United Nissan, that I just can't say enough about that United Nissan group. You know, they with Greg Knight. I'm going to say Greg Knight's the brains behind that truck operation, because he knows how to make these things turn. He's, and I always say this, he hasn't been around since the beginning, but from the second year on, he's been part of these trucks, you know, not with us, but since the old days, for as many years as they've been around, he has been, you know, around these trucks. So he knows everything about them. And let me tell you, Lee Keach, he's no spring chicken, but he sure does act like that on the racetrack, man. Oh, yeah. He knows these trucks almost better than anybody in that seat, and he can race it as well as anybody else, and he does every time. You know, and he raced with us back in April and won, actually, yes, at our April race here locally.
What is he, 63, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, 66.
63,
yeah, 60 plus.
Yeah.
We'll say 60 plus.
Yes.
In his 60s, and man, he knows how to make these things turn, and he's smart about it too. He knows when to go, when to conserve his tires, and you know, he's really smart at what he does. So it's fun watching him race.
And I need to say, in this series, in 7 races, we had 5 different winners.
That's right, 5 different winners. You know, that's amazing.
Yes.
And only 2 of those, we've had Mark Allison, of course, win a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
And Ricky Bogart.
Ricky Bogart won back-to-back.
Back-to-back couple of them. So those guys, you know, along with everybody else, put on a hell of a show.
Yes.
Bill Black.
He won one down in Havasu.
Havasu. Mm-hmm. Of course, them 2.
Mark Allison won twice.
Yep. 2. Who else? Is that it? I don't know.
No, the 24 truck out of Tucson.
Cody,
I don't remember.
Yeah, Cody Kombenzi. I'm sorry. Yes. I can't forget Cody. 1-1 out of Tucson. They were in North Carolina this past weekend.
Yes.
Otherwise, they were going to be racing with us. But
yeah, they had the NASCAR Awards banquet.
Yeah, so they couldn't be here to race with us. Otherwise, they would have been.
Yes.
So. But yeah, that's right. Can't forget Cody, you know, put on them guys, you know how to race. Bob Santa Maria, is cool seeing him back out early on in the year. So, but anyways, looking forward to all them guys coming racing with us next year. Really, that's a handful.
We got a handful of commitments as well. So.
Yeah, it's some new drivers coming on board next year. Oh, I want to say, and I can't forget, Chris Venhurst,
yes,
raced with us in the 9 truck this,
yes,
race
out of Blythe,
you know,
California.
Unfortunately, he had, you know, had a tough break. He got ran into and got I didn't see the incident, but
no,
got taken out basically. Wasn't able to finish the race. Took out early on, but let me tell you, I know if and when he races some more, he's going to be a real heavy contender in any of our races.
Yes.
You know, he puts 110% effort into it, and he knows what he's doing. So we're looking forward to Chris coming back and racing with us some more, and has said he was going to.
Yep.
So we're looking forward to Chris Venhurst out of Blythe, California. Thanks for, you know, coming out and racing with us.
Yes. He made the trip up here Friday night. Friday,
yeah,
afternoon.
Right. And let me tell you, he knows his stuff. You can tell somebody that's just winging it or somebody that knows what they're doing. And
yeah,
he has his stuff together. He likes things done the right way. And that's the kind of guys we want racing with us. You know, so it was really great to have him race with us. And we're looking forward to more races with him. So thanks, Chris, you know, for coming and racing with us. We're looking forward to some more. So who else? I think that was it for now. I mean,
mm-hmm,
you know, we had some.
Me and you.
No.
I was there.
Yep. You know, we had some product giveaway from JB Enterprises from Mike Montez for 4th, 6th, and 8th place.
Yep. We like to spread it out a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's something we, you know, I know who I wanted to talk about. We put somebody in the 8 truck that I was in that that was needed a lot of work. And let me tell you, Stan Mullis, man, thanks for racing with us and making that truck look good, because he made that truck look fast.
Yes, he did.
It's not a bad truck. It's just, you know, I haven't had a lot of time to do anything to it. And that just goes to show you, somebody who knows how to drive can make anything work. And Stan Mullis really made that thing look like a beauty.
Kevin Terrell is saying Brendan Gaughan won the Baja.
Oh, no way.
Yes.
Wow.
He's saying
this is a
Brendan
great local
Gaughan
weekend, huh?
Winning Baja. So
cool deal, man. That's really cool to hear.
Yes.
And that's a hell of a good news. Man.
At least somebody knows something about the Baja.
Well, where's Kevin? How come he's not here?
Oh, man.
He's
Kevin, what country
co-host
are you in tonight?
You know, can we get a cutout of him from Reliable Banner?
Yes.
And then we'll send him here and we'll have him just call in and we'll act like he's here.
Yeah.
We'll make him a little taller, too. How about that?
Then that's not Kevin Terrell.
I know, but we're going to stretch him a little bit. Make it, you know, I don't want to feel like the only short guy.
Yeah.
Can we put a seatbelt on him?
Make him feel like he's strapped in, ready to go. What?
Kevin's on his couch.
What?
What?
Where?
It just says on my couch.
Come on, man. All right.
Then why ain't you in here this Saturday, this Tuesday? He says next Tuesday. I'm sorry. He will be in Seattle.
We don't want you next Tuesday.
Yeah, we don't want you next Tuesday. We want
you
today.
Oh, well. Hey, we'll take what we
can
get.
Three weeks in a row with Kevin Terrell. Oh, my Lord. That's like 3 weeks in a row of Michael Miller.
it's Michael Miller's fault.
No, it's Michael Miller's fault.
But we'll get you next time. Hey, we'll hear about Seattle, how Seattle is. But I've never been there, but I hear it's pretty depressing.
I hear it rains up there all the time.
Yeah, that's what's depressing. I mean, what's more depressing than drinking coffee, getting all hyped up, and just being depressed all day?
Guess we'll find out on Thursday.
Yeah, we'll find out next Tuesday. Well, I don't know. We'll see. We'll be out of town the next Tuesday, I think. I don't know. Whenever that is.
Miller told me I wasn't booked.
No.
That's why we fired him as a booking agent,
because
he can't book nobody.
Well, you know, he gets married, and we don't hear from him anymore.
And he falls off the face of the earth.
Yeah, no more Michael Miller stories, no more Michael Miller.
No more laughs, more nothing.
His friends don't even talk about him anymore.
He got married.
That's right. All right. Well, I was going to say we forgive him, but I don't think we can forgive him for that. Anyways. Yeah. So, you know, great group of guys racing with us this past weekend. It was a great show. And let me tell you, the whole SRL Spears late model series is something else, man. They had a B main. They had 30 plus
cars
there, you know, and that's not a factory stock division or by any means. That is a top notch elite, you know, series, and they had a lot of good drivers there in that racing. So congrats to the SRL Spears late models, man.
They had quite a few modifieds.
Oh, they had modifieds there?
I think so.
They did. They had 20 plus modifieds there. You know, really, a lot of the guys, not a lot, but I know a couple of the guys from the late model.
Hey, they had so many, they were making a J as they were parking. Making a J.
I noticed that, like, where our truck series, the late model truck series is supposed to be reserved, there was a bunch of
modifieds.
A couple of modifieds in our spots, but they weren't chased away or anything. That's not fair, is it? If we have, like, a certain area that, you know.
Talk to the promoter.
Oh, you know. I don't know. You would think as a touring series, on our touring series night at our home track, we would have the areas set aside for us. But
we don't want no special
No special treatment, but just something.
We want
just like anybody else. The same
treatment. That's right.
Now we didn't have any issues. We had a great night of racing. You know, we had all our guys mostly together. The only thing splitting it up was, you know, a modified or two trailer, you know, but
few cars.
Yeah.
Few cars of the modified guys. But
besides that, we were almost grouped, you know, fairly. It was good. You know, a lot of, they knew for as many race cars there that night, it was good. I don't think anybody had any incidences blocking anybody else off or anything like that. Besides, you know, that overall, it was a good night of Tour Series. That's different than Tour Series racing, I think. You know, everybody has their own procedures. They don't block up the local, you know, check area or anything like that. It's all left up to the series to, you know, do their own thing, and that's what it is. You know, it really is something else. Great fun to be part of. You know, it was a good finish for the late model truck series here locally at the LVMS Bullring. You know, thanks to them guys for having us. You know, it's always fun to be on different tracks, you know, and that's one of the tracks we love. You know, we love to travel to, just like Havasu. To me, Havasu is one of my favorite. I've said it before many times. Havasu is probably one of my favorite tracks to be at. Smaller track, not a horsepower track, but two groove track, man. A lot of close racing there. A little rough on tires, but man, these American Racer tires that we run on are really, really good tires. They're tough tires. Nothing but good things to say about these American Racer tires that we race. And we got some things coming up next year that hopefully will be bettering the series as we go forward. So we'll
everything we're doing next year is bettering the series.
Everything we do, period, is bettering the series.
Because everything we touch turns to gold.
We've heard that somewhere. Believe it or not.
Yes.
Can you touch these? Turn this to gold. I see that.
It's gold.
That's peanut butter gold. Speaking of gold, we will talk about our hair clear. If you want custom earbuds, which there was two sets given away as sponsored by Cindy at Hair Clear this season for the late model truck series, one to Bill Black and one to Mark Allison, both of them winning both the heat race and the main event on the same night on those particular events, which he had sponsored for us. So if you want a set yourself, you like them, or you just heard about them, or you want to just find out more about them, call Cindy at Hair Clear, 725-333-4327. Ask for Cindy. She'll come out to you, custom mold a set for you. You can tell her, you know, what size wire you want, how long, what color. You know, she'll work with you on that. If you want hearing aids, you can also.
You know, Lee Keach came to me and said, "Hey, is that lady that does earbuds out here? I want her to get me a new set."
So Cindy, keep an eye out for Lee. Probably don't remember, but we'll remind him to call you.
Yes.
We'll remind him to call you, because his set he had so long that the rubber hardened on him. I don't know if they're rubber, but the stuff they're made out of hardened, so he needs a new set. So we'll,
and they don't. He said they didn't fit in his ear
anymore,
the proper way that he was used to.
Right, the original way. So, and let me tell you, anything to help him focus, we need. So
that's right.
Just playing, Lee. All right. Well, I'm sure we missed everything.
That's right.
But
we even talked about Thanksgiving.
That's right. Well, happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Right.
You know, enjoy your families. Happy Thanksgiving to all of us here at onwheelsnow.com. We appreciate you all.
And latemodeltruckseries.com.
Yep. And abomination.com. Thanks. And we'll be talking about more.com.
That's right.
Thank you for joining us. We'll see you live here next Tuesday at 6 p.m.
Hope everybody has a good Thanksgiving.
Stay safe.
Yes. Thanks for listening.